Lutzen, Min. The U.S. Forest Service has turned down a proposed major expansion of the Lutzen Mountain Ski Resort in northeastern Minnesota. The decision, released Friday, cites several concerns about the project, including impacts on area Ojibwe tribal resources and access, potential effects on natural and cultural resources specific to the area, and impingement on backcountry skiers and users of the Superior Hiking Trail. Existing operations and ongoing improvements on the resort's private land are not impacted by the decision. The resort had applied for a special use permit to expand onto about 500 acres of Forest Service land where three local tribes retain rights under an 1854 treaty. The project would have almost doubled the ski-able terrain and added multiple new chairlifts to the site, which already include 62 groomed runs and 33 backcountry runs. Just late last month, the owners of the resort announced that they had asked the Forest Service to defer a decision on their application to allow time for them to modify the plan in consultation with tribal representatives. But Friday's announcement stated that, through input from the public and partners, consultation with our local tribes, along with the environmental analysis, the resort's application will not be approved. Earlier this year, the tribes and the Forest Service signed a historic memorandum of understanding that provides for co-stewardship and protection of the band's treaty reserved rights in the area. The owners of Lutzen Mountain Ski Resort have released a statement saying they respect the Forest Service's decision process. "We are committed to being an active and constructive member of our community and will work collaboratively with the sovereign tribal nations, local elected leaders and others to improve our area," said Charlotte Skinner, chief of staff for Midwest Family Ski Resorts. "Our desire is to listen to tribal concerns, and potential opportunities, and anticipate that it will take considerable time to gain a full understanding of tribal interests." Charles Skinner, president of the company, commented that, "Sometimes the right path is not always the easiest or the shortest. While our small family business has a special role in our community's economy, we believe we have much to gain in terms of understanding, learning and appreciating the culture and history of the tribes in our area. Ultimately, we believe that any potential uses of treaty lands go beyond merely avoiding net losses, and instead improve tribal interests while also protecting the ecology of our beautiful region."